We increased the reps a little bit today. I think you saw it went a little bit longer than the last couple practices. Got some situation work. We went sudden change after a turnover, you know, both ways, offense and defense. And a lot of third down work. A lot of third down work. You'll see that this whole week. More situations, quite a bit of red zone. Since that was an area we felt like we needed to improve on, the next couple days you'll see that.
Not a good day for the offense.
No, we had a good day for the defense. You know, made some things happen, right?
Stay on offense for a second.
It was sudden change day, yeah. So they played right into
they
that.
They had to throw them. No. It was good. You know what? I think I was just talking to Ole about it. It really is a good situation because you do have some new faces on offense to say, hey, when we are in a situation like this and things aren't exactly going our way, how do we want to handle it? And I think we come out of this out of that situation knowing that, and the players feel comfortable with that and knowing it'll be great. So we don't want to miss that part. But you're right, there is some, you know, some interceptions in there and some tip balls. So, you know, but the defense, they did a nice job.
What's the impact of having Sample out?
Well, it'd been great to have him because he was coming along. I think last week I talked about we're going to try to get him some reps up there with the ones. So not to have him in there to get those. It's unfortunate, but the good news is he'll be back. You know, we'll have him for the season.
But is it rookie, new position, they sort of like, what are you going to get out of this guy in the regular season?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's guys behind. We had Coleman, who missed, you know, quite a bit, and then he stepped in and played. But, you know, I think it's yet to be seen what exactly the situation is for him as far as practice or what can he go through. Can he do a walkthrough? You know, so we'll compete in everything we can do to try to get him at least mentally ready.
When you put the pads on, do you think Josh will rotate between the two spots, or do you think he'll stick him at strong? Josh,
well, you know, we were looking at trying to keep getting more reps at strong. So he'll get more reps at strong, but then, you know, now he's got to be a swing guy.
So Loston kind of gets probably an increase in reps?
Yes.
How do you feel about Sergio kind of now having... would you say that Sergio has, like, the leg up on the starting job right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know what, Sergio, for him, is a whole new system. And I think that the detail part of the system for him was new, learning all the nuances. It's not just back there playing middle third. You know, there's a lot of things that go apart or a part of it. And that's what he was learning. But I see him starting to be where he's in his comfort level, at least understanding his alignments and responsibilities.
He's been really vocal on the field. How do you think that that's kind of helped bring somewhat of a swagger to your defense?
Well, I think it's, you know, we've got guys that like to talk and, you know, enjoy playing football out there. And I think you'll probably see him become even more of that once he becomes more comfortable. But it's within reason, right? As long as it doesn't, you know, distract from the team, distract from the unit, but brings energy, we're all for that.
Does the league want to see the film of the play together?
What's that?
Does the league want to see the film of the play?
No. It was just a freak deal, you know. So.
What about you? You mentioned about a week ago about toning things down. Did you bring that up?
Well, no. I think for our guys, you know, learning I think the practices have been really good. It's just that you want to keep teaching them how to practice, more so for us during the season, because we'd like to go, you know, obviously we have to go no pads, and we want to get things out of it, so we have to learn to practice with one another and the tempo we're going to create. So I think that's what we're talking about, you know, trying to set that in OTAs in for next season, this coming season.
See, Julius,
is this just unlucky?
With Sample?
Well, you lost two guys, two of your rookies are out.
Yeah, well, he'll be back. You know, he'll be back. We won't have him, you're right, for preseason. But, you know, it's, like I said, it's fortunate that it wasn't for the whole season.
How'd it go for Allen Robinson?
He's doing good. He's had the same amount of reps. You've seen him a couple reps per period, so we're bringing him along slow. But he's really, you know, progressing nicely. Hopefully we can get to the point next week where he gets more reps.
What is the expectation for him coming? Is he exceeding where you thought he would be in terms of
Allen Robinson?
Yeah, in terms of just the way he looks on the field for not
well,
much
you know, more. His size. He's got great size. His presence, I think, because of that. You know, and then he's just really smart. Picks things up really quick. I love his aggressiveness. I mean, like I said, steps right up in front, you know, with the group. I think for him, he's all about the team, but he's about getting himself right. And he's been out for a while, and I think he wants to take advantage of these times. So he's really hard on himself. Really hard on himself as far as, you know, when he evaluates after every practice.
A couple more guys.
Is there any difference in Loston this year and year two that you've seen?
Well, I do see him. I think he has a better understanding. And with that, you see him, you know, he had some freedom out there today, made a play. You know, I think all these guys, you know, they build, their challenge is they don't know much, so they're trying to get in line. Then they feel like they have it all down. you know, that I got it. And they take some chances that you got to tone them back down and, you know, keep them so they stay precise in what their jobs are. So he's going through that right now, I think. But it's a nice play that he made.
You were really fired up after
Bortles
practice.
Today?
What's that?
Bortles today. What does he do today?
Well, I think that's what I think for Blake. You know, everybody goes through situations. I don't know how he threw his completion. I think he had one interception, I think. You know, so just to be able to bounce back from him, he's been doing really good. We were talking about today his release, throwing mechanics, all those things. Sometimes you have a day where, you know, you throw an interception, it can happen. You know, guys will throw multiple interceptions. But I think for him is the learning, okay, now, once it happened, how do you want to handle this team? How do you want to handle this offense? And that's with everybody in that offensive unit.